Mike, how are you doing?
Sure, how are you?
Excellent. Thanks so much for being with us, Mike. Really appreciate your time. Listen, first of all, the most important thing at this stage of your career, how you feeling physically? You missed some time, of course, with a real severe injury, but how is Mike Modano feeling?
Feeling good. Feeling hopefully good at the right time, heading into the next couple weeks and heading into the playoffs. So I think it was something I worked on trying to get back a little earlier to kind of give me a little extra time to kind of prepare and get in shape and get ready. And it was unfortunate bad break what happened, but you know, I think the exciting part is still yet to come.
And you've hit it right on the head, Mike, at the right time to be getting healthy and the right time to be playing well, because nobody knows that better than a player like yourself. It's all about this time of year. The Red Wings didn't, and as much as you didn't want to get hurt, believe me, and it was a serious injury, the Red Wings want you for the playoffs, this chase, this time of year. Are you pumped after all these years about an opportunity to be on a team that, let's face it, they got a chance here to do something special once again?
Yeah, certainly. I think they have that opportunity every year, it seems like, but you know, they seem to be a team built for playoffs in April, May, and there's tons of experience combined with tons of talent. So I think you really can't go wrong with those two. And the guys here have been here for a long time, and they've won. They know what it takes, and they know that at this time of year it's a little pressure packed, but they've learned to handle it. And I think the more you're in that situation and the more you succeed, the more you're, you know, you're apt to come on top. And that seems like what these guys do here is, it's really been a phenomenal run the last 19, 20 years.
Mike Modano is with us. Roger Lajoie for Andrew Crystal at Sportsnet Radio, The Fan 590. Mike, talk to us about the adjustment coming into Detroit. I got to believe it was even tougher because of the injury and the time being away from the dressing room and playing in games was tough. But, I mean, you played your entire career with the Stars organization, first in Minnesota and in Dallas, had an incredibly successful run. Has anything surprised you the way? Did the team really embrace you? What has this adjustment been like for somebody who played all his career with one team?
Well, I think it's certainly tougher, I think, for older players going into a situation, I think, because you feel like you know, there's a lot to live up to. There's a lot of history between me and Detroit, and a lot of the growing up here and being my family's from here. And I think any guy that goes to a new team, you'd love to just come in and pick up where you feel like you left off 5-6 years ago and contribute and be on top of your game. But I think it's, you know, it was a little bit of an adjustment coming in here. The speed of the game was really at a high level. That they play a great puck possession skating game. So I felt I was a little behind in that aspect shape-wise, because we hadn't played in that type of tempo since probably Ken Hitchcock days. And so it was trying to get in shape, get up to speed, and then just when I was starting to feel a little good, better on the ice, the injury came. So again, I had to start over and kind of get back to, you know, where I feel I am right now. So it's been a real up and down year, but like I said, I'm glad it's looking forward to the next couple weeks.
Now we got a couple of games left in the regular season, then hopefully for the Red Wings' sake, a long playoff run. If you talk to Mike Babcock, what exactly is your role on this hockey club right now, Mike?
Well, you know, he just wants us to do good things without the puck, and so that kind of narrows it down a lot. You know, just be a good defensive, good without the puck, being a good checker, being good in our own zone, being smart with the puck in certain areas, but you know, with that, you know, he feels like if we check well and we're in good position, we're going to have the puck a lot more. And I think he's never one to back down to try to be creative and be offensive and take the puck to the net. So, you know, and again, it was just trying to take a little heat off, you know, Datsyuk and Zetterberg and Franzen and those guys who get a lot of attention out there. They get a lot of guys watching them. So if we could add some strong minutes and give them a little break and maybe develop some confusion on the other team as far as who they want to check and who their top four defensemen are going to go against, I think that ultimately we feel we can wear them down.
You've scored 560 goals in the National Hockey League, though. How has it been to adjust the fact that at this stage of your career, that's the guy? Because there were times earlier in your career, Mike, as we all know, because you've had a brilliant career in the National Hockey League, you were the guy that other guys were kind of filling that role for, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, well, plain and simple, it just kind of, the you know, things don't happen like you used to make them happen when you're 28, 29, 30. It just doesn't seem to be happening that way. You have to adjust. The speed of the game is obviously picked up, and you feel like you've maybe lost a step or two. So there's certain areas of your game you have to adjust to kind of be effective, and one of them was just being better defensively, so you're not working that extra hard to get back or back check. Just being in the right areas, conserve your energy a little bit more, and you know, the days of going end to end with the puck and coming back and doing it again are, I think, for me, long gone.
There's a certain Red Wing way of doing things. People have said that for years. They've had so many championships, 4 Stanley Cup titles, President's Trophy, 100-point seasons. 15 years ago, it really is a remarkable organization. But you, like us, Mike, have always seen this organization from afar. Now you're inside that dressing room. After all those years, I'm sure you're wondering what it was like in the Detroit Red Wing dressing room. Tell us what it's like in the Detroit Red Wing dressing room now that you sit in there.
I think the few things that really stood out was their work ethic. I think just it's unbelievable how they approach it, how they prepare off the ice, in the gym, and on the ice in practice. Babcock is very demanding, you know, very similar, like I said, to Ken Hitchcock in his day. So, you know, they're a very disciplined group, you know, unselfish, very humbling group. You know, no one's really above anybody else. They've all had great success collectively and individually. So there's nothing really that they haven't experienced you know, that anybody else has on that team. So with that said, I think it's just a team philosophy. You do what it takes to win, you know, so, but, you know, certainly I think going back to one thing, just, you know, how hard they work is just, it's evident how it travels throughout the team.
Mike Mandano is with us, Roger Lajoie here on Sportsnet Radio, the Fan 590. Talk to us a little bit about Datsyuk, Zetterberg, the star players on this team, and how those guys compare to some of the great players you've played with over your career, Mike.
God, I'd say very similar. I think they're very comparable to you know, some of the higher echelon players I've played with and against. You know, they're both very skilled, obviously, but they're both very good with and without the puck. I think that's really kind of what, you know, sets the best players apart from, you know, good players. It's, you know, the ability to play in all areas of the game and all parts of the game, whether last minute of the game or periods or whatnot, where you need a big face-off or a key defensive play or something offensively. They're so well-rounded. They do everything really well, which, you know, that's what makes them so difficult to play against.
Mike, there's been so much talk about, you know, the concussions, the headshots in the National Hockey League, how the game, respect for players and everything else. You came into this league in 1989-90 as a brilliant rookie at 75 points in your first year. Here we are in 2010-11 and an important piece in Detroit as they try to win a Stanley Cup. Has the game changed from that perspective in your mind in the last 20 years, Mike? Is the NHL a dirtier league than it was when you came in first?
It's hard to say. There was a lot of tough guys back in the Norris Division.
You had some battles, that's for sure.
That I could compare them to some of the guys today. There's not as many, obviously, than they were back then. And I think there was a lot more policing going on between players, personnel, than rather the league kind of stepping in. You know, if someone took liberties on somebody, there was going to be retribution from somebody else on the other team. You know, now it's like, okay, what's the league going to do, the retribution or to make up for the, you know, the headshots or the, you know, the difficulty or the gray area that they're having right now, and what to do on these type of hits and stuff. So I think they're going in the right direction. I think, you know, making a financial hit on some of these guys is going to be big on their, you know, their pocketbook and some of the games they miss, and ultimately they're hurting both. They're hurting their team because they're missing games, and themselves because you know, lost wages or whatnot. So But it is, I think they're heading in the right direction. I think the game is so fast and quick. The guys are stronger and bigger, and the hits are, a lot harder because of the fact, I think, some of the rule changes kind of implemented that, taking the red line out, eliminating some of the obstruction where you could hold up for a guy or interfere for a guy knowing that, he was in a vulnerable position. Now you can't do anything to help your guy out anymore.
Mike, final question, we'll let you go. You're in your hometown. What a great way to wrap up what has been a marvelous career. But you played your entire career in the Stars organization. How do you feel about it now looking back? I mean, would your preference have been to retire in Dallas, or was the opportunity here to play another season in your hometown too good to pass up? And do you have any regrets about it now?
Well, I think the opportunity to play in Dallas and Minnesota my whole career was very, very enticing and attracting. I think there's only been a handful of guys that could, start to finish in one organization. I felt, a sense of loyalty to that fact that that was a chance to happen. And when it didn't, I felt, I was a little upset about it. I didn't really think Detroit would come calling and ask for, some my services. But ultimately, that kind of really opened my eyes to a great opportunity. And I think it was just an opportunity that I think I couldn't let go or pass up. I think I would have kicked myself a year or two down the line if I didn't take the opportunity to go back home and play for the Wings, play at home with the family, and, have a chance to win again. So I certainly can't say myself I'm going to have regrets making the decision to come here now. It's certainly panned out. It's been fun. A lot of change is sometimes tough for people to do, and when you're so comfortable in one situation. But I think being a little familiar with the town, I was open to that possibility.
Be a lot more fun if you get to hoist that beautiful Stanley Cup one more time, won't it, though? Eh?
That would be well worth it.
Mike Modano of the Detroit Red Wings, 7-time NHL All-Star, 560 goals in the NHL. His Red Wings face off against the Toronto Maple Leafs on Saturday night at the Joe Louis Arena. Mike, we're big fans here in Toronto, as everybody in the hockey business is. All the best to you, except for tomorrow night, okay? Will you give us a pass on that one?
Well, they need them more than we do, I think, right now.
Probably, for sure. Mike, thanks so much.
All right, thanks, guys.